Hey, welcome to I'm That Mom, the podcast about motherhood without the pressure of perfection. My name is Katie. I'm a self-taught entrepreneur who started my baby company while pregnant and grew it to an eight-figure business as a single mom of three. Join us as we discuss the fun, funny, and messy parts of motherhood. We're certainly not experts. We're just here to support all the moms, and hopefully, collectively, we don't completely f*** it up. Whether you're a soon-to-be mom or a seasoned mom, it's time to get real about the wild ride of motherhood. You know those things you swore you'd never do? Well, spoiler alert, they became your new reality faster than you can say nap time. From sleepless nights that feel like they never end to the oh-so-fashionable underwear that you swore you'd never wear, we're diving headfirst into the gritty, glorious, and sometimes downright hilarious realities of being a mom. So grab your favorite mug or wine glass, we don't judge, settle in, and let's dish about the wild and wonderful world of motherhood. Okay, so I am here with Kristen again. This probably, we should put the warnings up that I have no idea what she's going to say or talk about in this, but
this could be my last podcast.
This could be, depending on what you say. But I just want to talk about all the things that you basically, like, you swore you'd never do, right? Like, we go through college, when we're dating, all the things, and then you have kids, and all of a sudden, things change. For example, your sleeping habits. You tell me, was sleep deprivation a thing for you? Were you ready for it?
Yes. All those college sleepless nights really prepared me for motherhood, I think, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
You think your college, I actually think pregnancy prepares moms for the sleepless nights because you can't sleep when you're pregnant and you hate it because, you know, just 9 months before that you were sleeping well. And then all of a sudden, like, a baby comes and wakes up every 2 to 3 hours.
Oh, yeah. I never thought about it like that.
Yeah.
Because you never get more than like a 3 hour stint.
Yeah. Right?
Because you got to toss, you got to turn. That's true.
I feel like it trains you.
Yeah.
Training is like the nice way to say it. But college, but you didn't even have your kids that back to back.
No.
With school.
I was smart.
Yeah. And then it's funny. So now, later on, like, I still feel like I don't get enough sleep, right? Whenever I read those studies and they're like, 8 hours of sleep. And I'm like,
you're like, for who? Your retired grandmother?
I'm lucky if I get six. And if they're consecutive, that's winning.
And then if your husband's next to you, like, good luck.
Yeah. I mean, or snoring.
Yeah.
Or if you had a couple glasses of wine before. I am learning in, like, a slightly older age that you do sleep better when you don't drink. But I fall asleep better when I do drink. So it really, like,
I don't know if I agree with that stuff.
It's true. It's true. So I have to decide which is better. Like, it's going to take me longer to fall asleep and then I sleep better. Or I, like, relax, fall asleep, and then I, like, feel like I toss and turn all day.
I don't know if I'm willing to risk it to test that.
Oh, well, did anything else big change? Like, what about tips? I mean, you know what else I want to say is I do feel like with each kid, I feel like you need less sleep, even though the
100%.
Okay, right? So it doesn't make sense when I say it out loud, because really you should need more sleep because more energy, they take more work, you're more exhausted. But really, I think with each one, I get tougher and tougher. Like, at this point, I just need a little nap and I'm ready to go. Five kids later, yeah, a little nap and I'm good.
Although naps is something that I never cared about or wanted until kids.
Oh, as an adult.
Kids, did you ever take a daytime nap?
Never.
No.
Never.
But now it's like, it's the most magical thing ever.
Yeah, I know.
Like, if you fall into that deep slumber and then, like, 3 hours later, you're like, I hope somebody was watching the kids because there goes mom on the couch.
Oh, good. Okay, but the 3 hour one, I don't ever come back from. I like a just quick little, like, close your eyes on the couch kind of like cat nap. If I fall asleep for longer than an hour, then I'm really up all night. It sucks.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't really know how to go into this second topic because I think this is more for you, but let's just...
Wait, hold on. Let's back up.
Let's just talk about grooming as a mom, because anybody that's listened to podcasts prior to this knows that Kristen has made comments on it before. But, you know, I'd like to have an honest conversation about how life changes when it comes to personal grooming after becoming a mom. And I will start this with, I definitely shaved more often, like, prior to kids and family and marriage even. Didn't you?
I think so, yeah.
Like, my razor sits on the shelf in my shower for a very long time now.
I don't know. I did always feel uncomfortable in, like, PE class because I feel like my friends were way older than me.
And shaving?
Yeah.
No, but didn't, that's what I'm saying. Didn't you shave more? Like now as a 45-year-old woman, like.
Well, if I were 45, I could tell you.
I do shave for the pedicure lady.
Isn't that funny? You'll shave for the pedicure lady.
Yeah.
The lady that's going to wax your legs.
Yeah.
You'll do all that, but your husband?
No.
He's fun.
Yeah. No, I don't need it. No, I get those pricklies right up on him.
Even the swimming pool is going to get what it's going to get. Okay. Yeah. I don't even care about those people.
Yeah. But the pedicure lady, that's like up close and personal.
Yeah, I know. You really need to clean up that toe hair. Like,
ew.
Because you know they're talking about you. It's true.
You do. Yeah.
It's true.
You walk out and they're like, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I feel like now that's just like one of those maintenance things that is not a priority anymore.
Yep. Do you ever do the trick? Like sometimes if I'm just wearing like shorts, like I'll only shave like to right above my knee. Like I can't remember the last time I shaved my thigh.
Well, the older you get, it's like the thinner and wispier it gets.
Thank
above
God.
The knee.
Yeah.
Is that just me?
No.
It's all like just wispy.
It's perfect. Except
it's kind of soft.
Every once in a while you look down, you have that one stray hair coming off your knee that's like this long.
That happens to my face, actually. I have this one that grows out of this really small mole. And it will never quit growing. It's like it's got an extra piece of DNA that just says, keep growing, keep growing.
Oh, my
gosh.
It's
so weird.
Well, then what if you get the chin hairs? I do think facial hair, as you get older, becomes more of a thing. And I don't know where those, you know those little razor blades that you can, like, plane? I never had those. I feel like they're just in the last couple of years they became really popular.
But they're amazing.
They're amazing. I get in the close-up mirror and I go to town.
Sometimes you get crazy with
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And every once in a while I like imagine myself like slipping and it gets my eyebrow and I don't have eyebrows to spare. But you get close to it and you're like, ah.
The worst one is when you try to do the bottom of your eyebrow and you almost get your eyelash.
Yeah. That's what
that's
I mean.
Dangerous.
It's dangerous. Yeah. Well, so look, we're all paying attention to our face, but meanwhile, our hairs are, our legs are all hairy and all
I think
the other
of
things.
It as like spontaneity, right? You just never know who's going to show up to the bedroom.
No, but I will tell you, I think one thing a lot of women do, and maybe this is something that's going to be a little bit more controversial, but I did make sure I was pretty cleaned up for childbirth.
Meanwhile, you're like crapping yourself. So, like, but I'm going to be trimmed up.
Yeah. And shaving when you're 9 months pregnant is the hardest thing
oh
to do. Do you remember having to like hold your belly up and like just pray that you don't pull the razor the wrong way
yes.
and nick something? It was horrible.
I remember laying on my back actually and having a mirror and just
yeah.
like.
Yeah, trying to figure it out. And sometimes I've seen, like, I think there's definitely women that have their husbands, like, do it for them. But I don't think I trust mine
enough. I couldn't
enough.
Trust somebody else.
Yeah.
Plus, they'd be all giddy and like,
yes,
ooh.
I was going to say, plus they'd be making inappropriate jokes the whole time and you, yeah, and the whole thing. You really should just have your best friend come over and shave it for you.
Or just don't, ladies.
Yeah, or just
don't.
Or just don't. I don't think the nurses care. There's no way.
I'm here to tell you that that hair taps out at a certain length. It doesn't just keep growing forever, okay? Oh. Just so if y'all are ever out there and you're wondering, okay, if I didn't shave it, would it just keep growing? The answer is no. Genetically.
I feel like you're speaking from personal experience.
We all know about my No Shave November.
I cannot comment to this because I feel like I'm not an expert in the subject.
Okay, well, let's spin it a little bit. So
okay.
If you don't want to shave,
yeah.
a good leg wax, I actually recently did that. Best money I've ever spent.
Yeah.
They did both full legs. It has lasted like,
you walked around in shorts
days.
With your like see-through white legs for days.
Girl, I felt so sick.
Feel my legs. It does feel good when you like fresh shave and you put lotion on. It feels
and
good.
It grows back in like a grandma.
Yeah.
Like it's just sparse.
Super, yep. Well, I've lasered before, so and it's been about 10 years, I know. But I lasered
lasts.
All the parts that require, like, heavy shaving.
And Kevin.
I love it. Although I think it's time. You do have to do maintenance. So, yeah.
Everything requires a little bit.
It does. It does. Unfortunately,
that's probably
requires
worth it,
maintenance. I know. But, yeah. So, options, for sure. Okay. So, in the topic of self-care, what about, like just complete self-care. So from like battling mom guilt during like, you know, a rare moment of pampering. So maybe you're getting a massage, but you feel guilty because you should be home with the kids or getting a pedicure with your non-hairy legs, right?
Yeah.
Or, you know, feeling like your postpartum body resembles a saggy marshmallow, or I used to say I felt very National Geographic when I was breastfeeding,
oh
right?
My God.
You have a visual. But you know, what else do you think, you know, moms face in prioritizing self-care? And, you know, amidst the demands of motherhood. Like, why do we feel so bad about going to get a massage or a pedicure or even just like closing the door and taking a bath for 30 minutes uninterrupted? Where I think, you know, men are better at, you know, going to play golf for an hour or running errands or going to Costco or something. And I swear, I don't think they have guilt. Why do we carry the guilt?
I don't know. I think it's a little bit of anxiety that we're worried that without us, things will just fall apart. So we might come back to a worse situation than we left.
Could be.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That.
I don't know. Or it feels, to me, it always felt a little selfish, which it shouldn't, right? Like,
you give like all of your day and then you want 15 minutes.
The last thing we are is selfish. I know. And then you need that like little bit. And it's always those moments when I actually do take the time to go get a massage or whatever, excuse me, that I'm like, oh my God, this, it completely resets you.
Oh yeah.
Right?
Like, why don't I do this more often?
Yeah. I know. Okay. Well, note to us, we should both schedule something pampering. We deserve it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. They wrote down the question. Okay. How long did it take to stop peeing while you sneeze? And I just want to make the comment that literally, and Kristen put her initials on here. She said, I did it yesterday.
Y'all. Almost daily.
You sneeze?
I think I need to go talk to my doctor about my pelvic floor, for real.
Yeah. But you had vaginal births.
The sneezes get me every time. I don't know.
So
I did have two
trampolines are out of the question.
Girl, they were gone. Grace the other day tried to get me. I'm like, it actually happened. It's funny you say that. And yeah. I had to leave. And she's like, Mom, where are you going? I'm like, well, Mom just had a little bit of an accident. And she's like, is it in your pants? I was like, I don't think it made it that far, but
yeah.
It's uncomfortable enough to where I should go change.
Yeah.
Real life.
It's true. So I don't. But I had three C-sections. So I do like to say that mine is still, you know, properly. I don't see diapers in my near future. I do. So I'm still good. But I do know that it is a very common thing. And so if you're paranoid or worried or you sneeze after your first baby and you feel that, you know, sensation, know it's very normal. And there's a lot of really cool things you can do. You can have, I mean, there's surgical procedures that will help if you really have like a bladder issue. But there's even like at the laser spas that you can like sit on, like there's this vibrating chair thing that helps.
Tell me more.
I think it's more like expedited Kegels. I don't know. We probably.
Okay.
So maybe
if
you're listening to this, comment on what that's called. But I know that there is some kind of fancy chair you sit on and it like helps. Well, I know.
This is getting
I have never actually done it, but I have a friend that did it and she swears by it. So add that. You could either go sit on the vibrating chair or get a massage. Either one sounds like great self-care.
I love both options. Yeah. So.
Okay. And then so what about comparing? So like ditching the Instagram perfect standards, right? Like we talk about that a lot, like how it's not real and embracing the reality of motherhood. You know, what do you like? What are some of your best bounce back tips? Do you think? Or what did you learn going from one baby to two babies on how to make yourself feel like yourself again?
How to make yourself feel like yourself. Well, I will say this. The self you knew before probably doesn't exist anymore. So feeling like I did.
Physically, mentally.
All the things. Yeah. Like, I think trying to welcome that person back is almost impossible.
Yeah.
It's more or less accepting the new you, right?
Because she's changed.
She's changed for the better. Like, and I think that was what I've actually come to the realization now is that the new me is better. The new me is a mom. The new me is actually happier because I have kids. Like, even though it's different from the old me, and maybe she's not always as much fun, but she's different in a special way.
And parts are a little hangier.
They're a little hangier, but it's kind of fun. Drama's like, that's kind of fun. Right?
Yeah.
So it's not all bad.
No, it's not all bad.
It's like getting a new partner.
Yes. And, you know, and we learn, right? Like we mature. So, and I think sometimes, you know, you have to find what makes you feel good, like exercise or getting out of the house or having something to do.
Oh, yeah, that's important.
You know, I think mental health is a big part of it. So not just physical and looking in the mirror, how you physically change as a mom, but how do you feel about yourself? Do you feel like you're accomplishing things or struggling or, you know, have postpartum, don't have postpartum? How, you know, does the changes in your body maybe affect some of those things?
Right. Because like, you can't control the changes that happen to your body. That's out of your control when you're pregnant.
That's right. I mean, I did control my saggy boobs and I fixed those.
That you can control.
Yeah. So some things you can have control over and it works out to the benefit. But others, I'd say you really, yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard. Like when I look back at pictures of myself 20 years ago and then think about how I look now, I mean, same, right? You could go back 5 years.
Oh, yeah. Girl, I look good.
I know. Yeah. I wish we had taken more like naked pictures back then.
Right. Like, why were we not taking pictures? Like back then, like when you thought you were fat, right?
Yeah.
You're like, damn, I look skinny.
Yeah. And we okay. and then back okay. then we thought, I know.
We have so much more now, Katie.
Yeah.
Just remind ourselves.
Well, and also I think it's important to think about, because we both have daughters. And so yes. how we think of ourselves and how we treat ourselves. Like, do we make the comments about, no, mom can't wear that because she's fat? Or mom doesn't want to go in the pool in her swimsuit. You know, she wants to sit in the chair in a cover up because she's not comfortable. I think our daughters learn by osmosis.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
It's so important for
them. And we don't want them feeling like, oh, well, because, you know, because I think they're oblivious to if we lose or gain 10 pounds. Like, that's all in our heads. They don't care.
They're like, mom, you might be a little bumpy, but I love you, bumpy.
Yes. And for as long as I can remember, my mother has looked the exact same, even though if you ask her, and she likes to tell me, like, oh, I'm down 12 pounds. Or, and I'm like, oh, it's not fair. It's because she's playing tennis all day and, like, retired. She's living the life. But really, if I think back of it, in, you know, in my childhood, I feel like she always looked the exact same.
Right. And you never thought you felt a certain way about your mother
No.
of what she looked
I mean,
like.
She could have ditched the perm for a certain amount of years. In my teen years, I definitely expressed that to her.
Dude, my mom always wore stirrup pants. Do you remember those in the 80s?
I wore stirrup pants.
And go underneath the feet.
Yes.
Oh, that is like all I remember her wearing.
Because it
up.
Would keep them tucked into your leggings.
Yeah, but then it gave you terrible camel toe. Like that I have yeah. a clear image of.
Well, not the best. But okay, so but that's like us. But as our daughters right now are in the very like young, you know, Grace is 5 and my youngest is 11, Lila. And I want them to feel confident in their own skin.
Yeah.
Right?
Something I've tried to, I don't always do this, but I wrote it down here, is that always be willing to take the picture. Like, don't ever
yeah.
say, oh, well, I'm not ready, or I don't look good, or I don't have makeup on. Like, if
yes.
they want to take a picture.
Take the picture.
You take it, you smile, let it be fun, because it's going to be a memory you wish you had, and you don't
yeah.
want to miss out on just because you're like, oh, it wasn't fixed up.
No.
Well, she didn't care.
They don't care if your hair is on a messy bun on the side
no.
of your head, or you're still in your pajamas. Yeah, jump in the moment and
jump
be part
in the
of
moment.
It. Yeah. But also, but yeah, I think that's...
Wear the swimsuit. Do the cannonball.
Mm-hmm.
They'll love you more for it.
Yes.
Don't be the mom in the cover-up because you're too scared, for real. You'll regret it later.
Okay, I love all of that. That I feel like this was a good conversation, right? And just kind of a reminder. I don't know how many nuggets we gave everybody, but it's just a reminder to kind of love yourself, right? Treat yourself well. Know that everybody's going the same, you know, through the same things, and that you're not alone in having extremely hairy knees and toes.
You gotta love yourself at all stages of life.
Totally. We hope you had a good laugh and felt a sense of togetherness as we shared our own experiences with the wild ride of motherhood. Join us next time as we continue our journey through the highs, lows, and occasionally embarrassing moments of motherhood, sharing stories, insights, and plenty of laughter along the way. Until then, remember, you're doing an incredible job, mama. You've got this. Don't forget to check out our brand, Caden Lane, on our website, all of our social medias. Join I'm That Mom. Subscribe, do all the things you're supposed to do, and we look forward to seeing you next time.